WNST, Towson of Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road each and every week. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're giving away some Raven scratch-offs and certainly Raven season and certainly Raven trepidation going on. But I tell you what, sports wagering's up. Folks have been going out having a good time, behaving responsibly. And each and every week we bring in John Martin, our director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. And, you know, dare I say, we begin this one this week. Jackpots are really getting big. My wife's down the hall. She's yelling at me. We're getting there, man. We're getting up on half a billion in a couple of these, right?
Actually, the total, $750 million. We're over 400 billion now on the Mega Millions, over 400 million on Mega Millions, over 350 on Powerball. So add it up, and I did the math. That's 750 plus $750 million up for grabs this week. Here we grow again, as we say in the jackpot business. See what I did there, Nestor?
Yeah, I did. You added the R and the W and all that stuff. You're all wound up. It's Guardian season, right?
Somebody put regular in the decaf machine. I think they do that just to see what happens to the boss.
Well,
it doesn't take much.
I get your weekly mailer, and I know you love to talk about winners, and sometimes you put that at the end, and we have fun. We talk baseball, football. You know, I get to... This is not a good week to talk football around here, so I'll hold up the Ravens scratch-offs, but we're not going to talk about what happened with the Bills. But I would say there was a winner in Solomon's, and I know, like, I've been all over the state, right? So I've been to these places. I've seen these places. You had, like, a really, really big winner this week. It got sent over to me here, and I started reading up on this stuff. Every time you guys get a winner, it's a $580,000 multi-match jackpot, and the winnings ticket sold in Calvert County. I've now been down there and seen the big bridge, John. I don't know if you've been to Solomon's, but it's lovely down there.
It is lovely. You know what? Winners are lovely all over, from Oakland to Ocean City, as we're fond of saying. You know, winners are lovely wherever they happen to be. And you're right. I mean, that was a multi-match win, $580,000 multi-match jackpot win in Calvert County. So that was a lot of fun down there. And, you know, we also had some other good winners this last week, Nestor. If you go to mdlottery.com and check out our winner stories, I love the story. The guy looks like he's right out of ZZ Top. This guy's a great picture. Gordon Tegas of Baltimore won $100,000 on the Ravens scratch-off ticket.
Hold on for a second here. I got the picture of him. I'm going to pull it up for everybody so we can see. He looks like the new bass player in ZZ Top. He does. There's no doubt about that. Look at Gordon, man. Gordon is very, very happy right now. He just won 100 large, right?
You know what? He is underneath that beard, he is smiling ear to ear. I know it. Well, I just know it.
Yeah, when people win, and I see it, like, I give these away. I'll be doing this all season long on Friday's Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We did have a $10 winner at the bar at Cooper's. I got, you know, I say to people, when you win, you got to yell, so I know you won. So people really do win when you scratch these things up. I see it at Costas every time I'm in there. And I'm wearing by the way, I'm going old school. This is a summer shirt, my Chicken Palooza Royal Farms, because that's where my wife winds up buying her lottery tickets. Honest to God, it's the nearest location. And once she starts seeing $300-400 million, she gets involved in this.
You know what? I don't know that she's a fast play player, but many people are in the marketplace. And fast play is our progressive, we have a number of progressive jackpot games there. And we had a lucky winner recently on the high roller blackjack, $10 fast play game, won a progressive jackpot over $172,000. So that's another big win there from, let's see, where
was this? Tell folks how the progressives work, just in case they don't necessarily understand. I understand that concept, like, inside of a casino, and I understand it globally, but how do you know you win and then you find it? Give me the lowdown on fast play and doing that.
Excuse me. Yes. The jackpot in this particular game starts at $100,000, and every ticket that's sold that is not a winner contributes a couple pennies into the pot. So think of it like that. So tickets are bought, and now the jackpot is $100,000.26. And another ticket's bought, and now it just keeps rolling until that jackpot is won. And
the more from $100,000 to $172, the more the jackpot grows. Okay, fair enough.
Yep. No, that's how it's played. And we have a number of those progressive games in the fast play lineup. So again, mdlottery.com. Check out the fast play games and find something there that's of interest to you.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to be giving these away, and we're not going to talk about on the field for the Browns or the Ravens this week. Certainly, fingers crossed with the Bengals coming in here with a very, very large. You know, I've talked smack all week. I've said Browns can't win the division. Steelers can't win the division. Right now, it just feels like these are the two teams that can win the division. It might be 9-8 before it's all over with, but it's getting a little late on getting early on these scratch offs to be able to get into the big trips, the Jacksonville trip. Listen, whether you're down or up on the Ravens this week, the Ravens will still be alive and well on Thanksgiving weekend. I believe that because of the way the division is, the way football is. But that's a big, big trip, and I know it's a big thing you guys are doing here. And we got about a week left here to get involved in this, to win this.
Right, that Jacksonville trip, I want to say it's the 17th. I'm doing this from memory, and I have the website in front of me, so I should check it out. But mdlottery.com, find out when those non-winning Ravens tickets need to be in to be eligible for that Jacksonville trip. And I'm not going to talk about analytics. I'm sure you and Luke have kind of beat analytics to death.
Oh, here we go.
For the ghost of Don Shula, for the ghost of Don Shula, are you kidding me? Back in the day, we didn't know what analytics meant. You got the points, take the points. I'm sorry. That's my stand on that.
Well, and that's a very, very wise stand that you're taking on there. And I think that's a stand everybody in America took except John Harbaugh on Sunday with Justin Tucker. But and we have been talking about that. But you're baseballed up. Hey, let's take a little break from lottery here. Because to the victor go the spoils. Your team's playing with a really ugly hat. My team's not. It's not ugly. It just doesn't look like what I'm familiar with. You know, I've said to you, it looks like the Chattanooga Lookouts to me. It doesn't look big league yet. That's all.
I tell you what, I'm a big fan of this new format. I may not become Monday morning, but this format is interesting to me. First of all, I love the elimination of the tiebreaker one-game playoff. I mean, nobody wanted to do that. And both franchises, Cleveland and Baltimore, I think both have some painful memories of those one-game, you know, play-in type things. So nobody wants to do that. So I like the format. I like the fact that the Guardians as Central Division champions now host all three games, two or three games, in the friendly confines of Progressive Field. So we'll see what happens.
I still call it the Jake out there. I mean, all these corporate names going around with stadiums, I still call it the Jake, you know?
Yeah, and Heinz Field will still be Heinz Field, regardless of what insurance company that is. That has the name.
And the memories, good and bad, will still be the same. Oh, right, the weather right. will still be bad. Right. But, you know, this is the time where if you are a baseball fan and you get to – look, if the Orioles would have snuck in under the gate, right, the Mariners or whatever, out in Seattle, they believe they can win. And I think anytime you get into the tournament here, if you get a little bit of pitching and some luck, you know, they all have good players. If your good players get hot, they hit 429 this week, you tend to win. That's the way October is. But this format is – new to everyone, right? So it's a whole new for pitching. And look, pitching's gotten weird in October to begin with, right? Like there's nothing about October baseball that we would recognize from the 77 Yankees and Dodgers, right? Like they just play, nobody's going seven innings. They're resting pitchers. They got to come back. There's going to be weather. Weather's going to happen somewhere where it's going to bang games around, move things around. This is a wilder tournament because it used to just be like, the AL East and the AL West in my era. I'm not pre-69. Some of people might be old enough to remember that. But the modern era of baseball, this has taken on more of a hockey feel where anybody can win.
It very much so. And the weather, since you mentioned it, will be a factor, I'm sure, in Cleveland. I mean, we have the boys from Tampa coming up in the friendly confines of their domed stadium playing in the elements. But these are major leaguers. They'll deal with it. I don't think it's going to be more than 55 degrees this weekend in Cleveland. So that'll be a little crisp, but yeah, we'll see what happens. And you're right. Anybody can win as long as it's not the Yankees, anybody can win. And everybody feels the same way about it. So we're united in that effort.
Well, you know, I was at those World Series games back in 97, right? 95, 97. I went to all the games at the Jake. I have pictures on the field in the snow with Chris Berman and Greg Zahn wearing Marlins jerseys and, you know, like all of that. And it was so cold, man. That's all I remember about being there is I was in the press box, but it was outside because it was like an external press box out in right field.
Yep, they set it up that way. Yep.
I had a seat for this is right before Modell moved the team. You're like 95. It was within a day or two of Art literally signing the documents in October. And I was there with my pal Kevin Eck. We were at game 3, 4, 5 because it was the middle of the week. It was one of the maybe game 4. I got tickets for the game. We were all the way on the top right field, foul territory, staring at Cleveland, not at home plate. You know, so I mean, the seats weren't perched. And we were on the third row from the top. It's honest to God story. Guy is sitting next to us with a blanket up over him, him and his girlfriend, long hair, look a little bit like a rocker. Eric Singer, drummer from Kiss. So I got to watch, you know, a World Series game with a Cleveland rocker from Kiss. So that's my celebrity story from that night, is sitting on the roof with rock stars. So if Cleveland ever gets a Indians World, like I don't know about the LeBron thing, and it was good and all. Same thing with the Browns. But I think if the Indians were to catch fire and win a World Series, it would look like what Seattle looked like a week ago when they won their – because Cleveland would get fired up for this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're right. The Cavaliers 2016 was an incredible event, but it would pay off to either the Guardians or the Browns.
Oh, did I say – Oh, that's I'm sorry.
Right. That's all right.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm trying to get better. I really am. John Martin is here. He's the director of all things lottery and game. Let's talk a little sports here, a little sports wagering. What's going on? You're going to get numbers, right? Like every month about how many people are coming out and doing this. You know, we're a month into this. Is there anything just as from the top down that you'd like to say about it? Because this time last year, you were just trying to get it open and we're nervous about it. I know mobile's out there. But people are having fun with this. I see it on my timeline. I see people going and having that Vegas experience right here in Maryland.
Yeah, October 11th, Tuesday, we should have the numbers from the first full month of September. So that should be interesting. You're right, to get those seven locations now up and running. But the big story is the swing back to mobile. We are now on a very aggressive timeline. The application window will close on October 21st, Friday. So anyone who's been thinking about being a licensee, either for the additional retail or the mobile licenses, TikTok, time is winding down to do that. Immediately after that window closes on the 21st, the SWARC will submit to us the eligible applicants, and they define eligibility at that point, Nestor, is have they filled out the application completely? Have they sent in their fee for the appropriate license? And then they will kick it over to us to begin the qualification process, which technically has already begun. We started that back in June. So again, people that have been interested have already been qualified. So we should have a quick turnaround on Thursday, October 27th, at our normal Maryland Lottery and Gaming Commission control meeting. We will put forth and conduct hearings on the first group of mobile applicants. So publicly, people will know who's in the first wave of mobile licenses on October 27th. We then throw that back to the SWARC to do the complete application award, looking at all the documents that need to be dotted and signed. And then they will send to us the awardees, which is still not able to sell yet, because if you remember from last year, awardees come back to the lottery and we have to go through the requirements, the internal controls, the responsible gaming programs, the controlled demonstrations, which was certainly...
And some places aren't open but have a license, correct, at this
exactly.
point, right? Including like our friends at Greenmount Station. I've talked to Chris about that. But we've talked about places, and Bingo World's now open, right? And they were in that process. How many more of those are sort of out there right now? And by the way, I want to be clear. And how many licenses will be granted, both, I would call it, land, terrestrial, and mobile?
The legislation, the law allows us to license up to 60 mobile apps and up to 30 additional beyond the 17, an additional 30 brick and mortar locations.
So there could be 47 and 60 are the two numbers then, kind of, sort
right,
of?
Right.
We've only got, what, six or seven open now, right? Or
we have seven open. Seven. We have, you mentioned Chris at Greenmount. There are a handful in that category where they've been technically awarded the license, but they still haven't been issued because they're still pulling their partnering relationships together. They're putting their businesses together. There'll probably be another, I would say, two to three, maybe four land-based facilities. So go from seven to maybe 10 or 11 before the end of the calendar year. But the big news is going to be how many of the mobile licenses will be up and running in December, so that we'll be able to go into this playoff season, this Super Bowl season, with a much stronger complement of both land-based and mobile applications. So a lot of exciting times to come in the next 60, 90 days.
Well, the goal is sort of January 1 on mobile, not holding it to, but that's what you're trying to do to some degree?
I'm more optimistic than that, Nestor. I think if SWARC can continue to meet their mile markers and get things done on their side, because we're rare to go on our side, we could see some mobile applications up and running in December.
Oh, well, maybe different and easier than actually opening the physical bar and the physical location. It's a different process. And well, this part can be built, right? I mean, all this can be built and ready to go when it happens. Whereas having a bar built out and having that internal employees, all of that it's just a little different. It's a lot different, really.
Well, it is a lot different. And you know, guaranteed someone somewhere is not going to be happy, but that's the reality of it. And the mobile applications do give us the potential, as they have on the land base, to roll these out over time. So everyone wants to be in that first wave. I get that. Not everyone will be ready to be in the first wave, but we're not going to wait on the last in line. It's not like the bus and we're waiting for the last kid to get his lunch to run to the bus. No, we're going to leave in December. The bus is going to start rolling with who's ever on it, and recognize that there'll be another bus weeks after and weeks after, until every applicant who wants to be in the marketplace will be. Granted, if they're coming in, you know, March, just in time for March Madness, you know, they will have missed clearly the football season. But for some folks, they haven't been ready and won't be ready until then. And that's okay. So we'll continue the process for as long as it takes to get everybody who wants to be in this space up and running.
Big jackpots out there at Mega Millions, as well as Powerball this week. My wife keeps reminding me about that, getting up on $500 million each at this point. We are also giving away these Raven scratch-offs, and make sure you're getting in before that Jacksonville drawing end of next week. So make sure you're making things happen. I'll be giving these away out at the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, presented by the Maryland Lottery, in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Win Donation. John Martin tries to join us every week. Sometimes he slips Doug or Roz or Carol in here, but for the most part, and you can find all these pieces and all the information about what's going on. And John, give a little disclaimer here for folks, because it is football season. There is a term in the sports radio business, chasing your losings, and like all of that, Monday night trying to chase Sunday's. These are all horror stories are made of this. I want to make sure that, you know, this is first year in. And if people are struggling with this, and I know people that have all sorts of addictions, this is the time to talk about that, because it can be dangerous.
Well, the NFL and the American Gaming Association both support have a plan approach to being responsible and practicing responsible gaming. You know, whether you bet with friends, which we, you know, suggest, you know, it should be a social environment, shouldn't be a singular activity. Bet with your head, not with your heart. You know, set aside a timeline, set aside a budget, stick to it. Don't chase losses. You know, enjoy the sport for what it is, and recognize that sometimes you decide to go for it on fourth down.
Well, and sometimes you kick a field goal and try to win. And sometimes your defense is so bad it wouldn't matter either way. John Martin is here. Put your hat on. Get ready for baseball. Hey, this time next week, you'll begin the segment with the hat if you're still playing baseball, right? Like, that it's like March Madness. It begins Thursday. Everybody's going to cut down the nets. And then on Sunday, most of the teams are gone. I think this time next week, it'll be a different vibe. But I certainly I wish you people of Cleveland the best. San Diego, these places, Seattle, where they've never had a parade. I don't want the Yankees to win, right?
Nobody does.
I don't want the Dodgers
to win. Nobody does. And should the Guardians be triumphant this weekend, they will play and be visiting Gotham City. So
start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. You know, Aaron Judge will have zero home runs next week when you get a hold of him. It'll be 61,
right.
2, 3. It'll just
reset
zero.
The counters. Reset them all.
Well, and, you know, I remember that little bad streak the Yankees went through back in August and September. Just they take a little nighty night next week, and we could be talking about the Cleveland Guardians. I'm saying it right. Guardians,
yes,
winning the World Series. All right, yes. I'm patronizing John because he's my friend and client. I want, and because I don't have a dog in the hunt. My team's not in. Manny Machado, it's very hard to root for Manny Machado. I have a little Padres in me. You know that, right? But but I will be watching late at night and all weekend long. You can go and play the games as well. We got the casino wagering is open as well. You can watch all the games on big screens at 7 different locations all around the state. And, of course, playing the games. I will be scratching these off, giving these away on Fridays during the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. John, fix your hair, settle in, watch some baseball here this weekend, and we'll check in again next week, all
Thanks,
right?
Thanks, Nestor. Good talking with you, as always.
Appreciate you. John Martin joining us here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore. Positive.